they maybe can't explain it. How would you explain why he's become such a good center?
Well, Alex has been an excellent center, the best center, long before I got here. But the thing in coaching him, that he's smart, he's really athletic, he's very powerful. But the number one thing is he is a tough son of a gun. He's as tough a guy when the ball is snapped as I've been around, and I think that's what sets him apart.
Yeah, and I think the people just he's got this legendary work ethic and things.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
What is it like when you have a guy as talented as he is?
Well, I think the great thing there, because he is a self-starter, a self-motivator, you don't have to tell Alex how to prepare. He knows how to prepare. And the great thing for a coach, from a coaching standpoint, that sets a great precedence, as Joe does, with the entire group and the young guys that are underneath him. And it certainly makes your job easier as a coach from those regards. But, yeah, he's excellent.
How much could have his wrestling background worked into being such a good center?
You know what? It probably has from a standpoint of quickness and reaction, I would guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know a lot about that, but I would guess that would have some good carryover because as a center, you have to move right and left and often both ways on a play. So I would guess that would be it.
I got to change subjects. What have you seen from Cam Irvin just getting in the mix here?
Cam is exactly who we thought he was. He's very athletic. He's proven himself to be smart. He's done well from that standpoint. He is got great range and length. He's just learning the system and how to play and the different techniques and the changeover from there. But and the other thing is, which we knew when we drafted him, was his versatility, which he has. He is very versatile, and we've worked him at three different spots so far. So I'm happy with him, but I figured I would be, you know.
Is that tough? Can not many rookies handle that kind of?
Well, you know, we were just talking about that. I don't remember ever having a rookie lineman play three different spots, and we've done that so far this spring, just to get him, just to get a look at in our offense of playing those positions. So, no, that was a first for me.
And then with the depth, there was some depth issues last year, but now you're in the position where the sixth guy is someone that's. Could be a starter in a lot of places.
Well, as you know, everybody's always competing. There's always competition. The veterans know that, and the rookies are coming in and competing, so it certainly gives us depth, and not only with a good player, but a good player that can play several different positions. So it's going to be a big help for our team.
Where's Cam Irving been best, you think, so far?
Well, that's a really good question, and not to be evasive to your answer, because to your question, but I would say he is, I don't know. I don't know. I can't really answer that right now because I would be, that wouldn't be really fair. And as we go through, you know, we've had 9 practices now to evaluate that. We had a rookie mini camp. We'll have the mini camp next week. And then I haven't tallied all the grades and done all that stuff yet, but I will.
And then what are your players do you think most resembles play of Matthew Dellavedova?
Okay. Is that the question of the day, huh? You know, to be honest with you, I've stayed up and watched the first game. They lost the first game, right? And so the last couple games I haven't stayed up and watched because they did better when I wasn't watching. If I had to say a guy, I'd probably say Petonium.
Coach, I don't think we've talked to you since Alex went down last
year. Right.
And obviously, from the outside, looked to have a huge impact. Can you quantify just how big an impact it had on the team losing?
Well, it was a significant loss, obviously. I mean, because he's not only for himself and the player he is, but piecing everything together up front, which the center does. And we run a scheme which the center has to block the nose guard that is shaded to the side of the play a lot. We do quite a bit of that, and that takes a talented guy to do that. And so losing him was obviously hurt us.
Were you surprised maybe even by how much it hurt you? Or did you know? I mean, obviously you knew he was that good, but did you know you feel?
Yeah, but losing him is also in relation to how we replaced him. And I would say no. I'd say no to that. No. I wasn't surprised.
I'm sure you've answered this already, but how much will the run blocking schemes change in Flip's offense from last year?
Okay, we'll probably be a little more versatile and have more schemes than we did before. I think it's not only Flip's offense, which it is obviously an important factor. He's the boss, but it's also what your guys do best, and the ability to reach and run, that's a strength of our offensive line. So we'll continue to, and we're not going to abandon that, but I think there's some other things we can do and some other schemes, a little more inside, run some gap schemes in there as well.
Hey, Coach, it's 142, just so you know.
Okay. One of your biggest challenges to find a starting spot if that is the case for Cam Irving?
Yeah, really Cam's got to find his starting spot, and the rest of them got to make sure that spot doesn't exist. That's the competition, which is a good thing. And we were just talking about that. The veterans deal with that all the time. And Cam will surface where Cam surfaces. And that kind of gets back to the question before, where he's best. And it's really going to determine on how everything fits together. And really, we haven't had Alex back out here. I mean, he's out here, but he's not playing fully yet. So
will he lock him in on one spot, or will he practice different spots?
Who's that? Oh, no, he's going to practice multiple spots. He has so far and will continue to do so until something gets locked in for the time being. He'll be practicing different
spots.
What's
your sense in what the offense at Florida State did for his development? You've seen a lot of rookies come into the league with a certain skill level and understanding of the offense. Is he better prepared because of the offense they had at Florida State?
I don't know if it's that or the fact that he had to play tackle and center in college, which is a unique combination. They do a fair amount of outside type of zone blocking, so that fit what we did. And really, that's all I can really remember, because when you evaluate a player, your focus is really on the player and not so much the scheme, although you're looking for comparable things, and he has those things.
What is it about him, from the technique standpoint, that makes him seamlessly transition from one position to another?
Well, he's just really – he's athletic. He's got great length. He's got, he's a long, tall, big guy. He's got good length and good arms, and he's athletic and can adjust and move to things. Now, his technique's actually got a ways to go from what we want of him, and he's developing that. But, I mean, those are the skills that we saw and that he has.
Thanks, Coach.